Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid. As the intro said, this is a program lovingly intended for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity that is affecting our relationship with our husband, wife, or partner. Perhaps it's happening with our son or daughter. Maybe our brother or sister, and even with ourself. Ego stupidity that's making it difficult for us to achieve, to climb the ladder of success, to make use of our potential, and to experience a sense of purpose and meaning to our life. Ego stupidity that's making it difficult to deal effectively with the inevitable change, adversity, stress, or conflicts that happen in all of our lives. And ego stupidity that can make it difficult to feel genuine happiness and often leads us into unneeded or inappropriate anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or something I call fake happiness, which is actually pleasure-based happiness masquerading for the real thing. If things aren't going well or as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong in our lives or not as well as we would like it to go, has much to do with our ego energy, which is the fuel for ego stupidity. It's often the unseen and unrecognized source of what's going wrong in our life, both humanly and spiritually. These are lessons I've learned from thousands of people like you over the past 40 years. You have taught me with your lives, your relationships, and your experiences with theorists, books, or schools of psychology could not teach me about ego. You have been my teachers. Again, thank you for joining me for today's program, which will have us looking at what our ego needs from us in the face of the coronavirus crisis. Later on in the program, we're going to be joined by Reverend Dr. Linda M. Martin. She will be sharing her thoughts on what we can do from a more spiritual standpoint in working with COVID-19. She will also be leading us in a meditation. As you know, we are living through some very difficult times with the emergence of the coronavirus into our lives. Some are experiencing more difficulty than others, with many experiencing much difficulty. The level of anxiety and fear and stress people are experiencing is due to the impact on important areas of our life, involving income, finances, bills, employment, health, healthcare coverage, and restrictions in our movement that many of us never envisioned occurring in our lifetime. We are, in some ways, under attack from things going on outside of us. But we are also under attack from another source, our ego. This involves what's going on inside of us, and more specifically, what our ego energy is doing in response to the coronavirus and all of the negative things that have come with that. Ego is sounding an alarm. It's intended to warn us and to protect us from the threat taking place outside of us, the coronavirus, and all that is connected to it, job loss, financial loss, health loss, You know the list. This alarm is adding to our anxiety, fear, and stress levels. Because within the alarm, there are three messages being sent. First one, you are disempowered and things are outside of your control. That's the first message. You're disempowered and things are outside of your control. The second message, you are disconnected from truth, which in some respects is true because the virus and everything that's taking place is new territory that we have to learn the truth about, as well as how to manage it. And then the third message is that you are very vulnerable. You are very vulnerable. Now, ego doesn't know it's sounding the alarm and how, in some respects, it's harming us. It doesn't know how intensely it's sounding it and the messages connected to it. It doesn't know when to weaken or to tone the alarm down, to bring it into alignment with the actual threat we are facing. You may be asking why. Well, because it lacks the capacity for any awareness of that, what I've just shared with you. It's only an energy, our survival energy, and it's trying to do its job to keep us alive. It doesn't have a brain or a mind to form an awareness of any of what's taking place inside of you due to the alarm, the increased or intense anxiety, fear, and stress that many are reporting. But you do. You have the capacity to understand this alarm and what's going on inside you. You can give to your ego what it cannot give to itself due to your mind and capacity for awareness. You can weaken the intensity of the alarm so that you're not any more anxious, fearful, or stressed out than you need to be. Today's program is about reducing, not eliminating, feelings of stress to a level that is more manageable for you. Your response to the alarm is reflected in the amounts of anxiety, fear, and stress you're experiencing. And the amounts of those are being impacted by these three things. How tightly connected you are to your true empowerment, despite the coronavirus, and all of the impact it brings with it. Also, how tightly connected you are to the emerging truth about the coronavirus, both good and bad, including what it is and what we are learning involving the truth about how to work with it, so that we can get this over sooner rather than later. And finally, how tightly connected you are to your actual level of vulnerability to the coronavirus and its impact on you, as well as the resources which are being brought to bear in solving this crisis. Now, for those who are coping reasonably well, this is likely to be what's happening. The alarm being sounded by ego is weaker. It's less intense. And your anxiety, fear, and stress symptoms are less intense, but they're not non-existent. You are successful in your containment of the amounts of anxiety, fear, and stress you are experiencing because your ego energy is in a relatively healthy place involving its power, flexibility, and vulnerability. It's allowing you to do all three of the following things. Firstly, you are remaining connected to your empowerment. That didn't go out the window just because the coronavirus and things connected to it entered into your life. Also, you are getting and remaining connected to truth and reality about the coronavirus, and you are discarding any false truths you have learned about it and its management. And also, you are keeping in focus the truth about your actual vulnerability involving the coronavirus and the impact on your life situation that is connected to it. You're keeping things in perspective. You're keeping your feet on the ground. And you're also making use of resources, both from within yourself and others. Now, There are many for whom the alarm is sounding and loud and unceasing, and you're experiencing a much more significant level of psychological pain and suffering. The symptoms of anxiety, fear, and stress are more intense and unrelenting. You are feeling helpless, and the only thing you can seemingly do is wait for the coronavirus to be defeated, the alarm to be turned off, so you can get back to some semblance of your former life, your previous normal life. But you don't have to wait for that to happen in order to gain some relief. The amount of relief you will get depends on how much you do of what I'm going to share with you and ask you to do. You need to give your ego what it can't give to itself. You need to answer the ego alarm with truth. It needs to hear from you. Truth about your actual remaining empowerment. It needs to hear about that from you. Your ego also needs to hear from you the truth about the coronavirus and how we are going to manage it, and how we will be returning to the safe harbor of life that we want to live as we work through this. And your ego also needs to hear the truth about your vulnerability when considering all of the resources that are being brought to bear from both a human and divine perspective. It needs to hear from you within your awareness that you remain empowered, that you are truth connected about the virus, and that you are less vulnerable than the alarm is leading you to make things out to be. Each of the following are what your ego needs to hear specifically from you within your mindful reflection on and awareness of them. So we're going to get started by looking at ego power. In regards to your ego power, this is the part of your ego energy that needs to experience a sense of having power, control, and influence in your life. Again, the sense of having power, control, and influence in your life. You probably have forgotten, at least temporarily, the many things which are important and which remain fully within your control. Now, these are things we often take for granted, but they are important. But we do take them for granted until we don't have them. Well, now is the time to stop taking them for granted, and now is the time not to forget them. Now is the time to get and keep them in focus, to be actively mindful of them. They are reflective of the continued, significant control, power, and influence you continue to have in your life. These are many simple, often no cost, but very important things that you need to get into focus and to actively be mindful of. And I'm going to work my way down the list of them. And there probably are many, many more that I'm not going to get to, but I think you'll have the idea. I guess firstly, if you have a home, a residence, or an apartment that is warm or dry, it's cool if you need it to be, it's safe, you have a place to lie your head down at night if needed, keep that in mind. You continue to have that. That's part of your empowerment. If you have food to eat and water to drink, if that still is part of what's happening in your life, you need to be actively mindful of that. You need to empower yourself with that awareness so that it can eventually go to your ego power. Also, if you are living in sanitary living circumstances, and most are, but if you are, keep that in mind. Make yourself aware of that. Do not forget that, so that you can continue to feel more empowered than you may be feeling. If you have electricity to power your devices and conveniences, whether it's your television or your computer or your tablet or your cell phone, all of these things that need electricity, if that still is going on within your life, that's part of your life, that's part of your empowerment. You have those things within your control right now. So remind yourself of that. Empower yourself with that awareness. It's true. And it's something that your ego power needs to be hearing from you. If you have the opportunity to get the medication you need, empower yourself with that awareness. Also, if you are having the opportunity to spend time with your family and friends via phone, texting, Skyping, or emailing, those are parts of your life that are still within your influence. They are still within your control. Don't forget about them, because they are very important. They are part of your empowerment. If you're able to spend time and play with your animal friends, you can hug them or exercise with them if possible. Don't forget that, because that's part of your empowerment. If you are exercising or able to indoors or outdoors, we're permitted. That activity, those experiences are part of your empowerment. They're within your control. They're within your they are part of your empowerment. Don't take them for granted. If you can take a walk, we're permitted. That's part of your empowerment, not to be forgotten. If you're able to take a ride in your car, we're permitted. Again, that's part of your empowerment. If you're able to spend time with family members at home, in some respects, this is a rare opportunity to spend more time doing things, interacting with our family. This is something that is very much within your control. So it is important not to forget about that. If you're able to watch television or other forms of media that are entertaining or educational, those are things that were within your control. They're within your choice to make. Don't forget about that. Don't take that for granted. Be actively mindful of that. If you're able to listen to good music that you want to hear, that's part of your empowerment. That's important. And also, if you want to read literature or good books or any kind of books that you might enjoy, that's part of your empowerment. We are coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll continue to talk about what your ego needs from you involving ego flexibility. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid. This is Dr. Nick, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid, a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Before the break, we were talking about ego empowerment and the things that our ego energy needs from us that we need to remind ourselves of to not take for granted as a means to being able to give ego what it needs in an effort to lower the alarm, to help the alarm be less intense than it may be for people who are experiencing some particularly significant difficulty at the present time involving anxiety and fear and stress. There are a few extra things I want to mention here. I mentioned a list of things for us to be to keep in focus or to get into focus. And I just want to mention that you do have to actively tell your ego by reminding yourself of all of these or more on a daily basis. It's not enough to just think about them today and then sort of just assume that you're going to remember them tomorrow. This is going to be a regular exercise, let's say, and I want you to think of it as an exercise, a mental exercise that you do every day, just the way you might do physical exercise every day. And I think it works better if you can speak it out loud to yourself, not just think the ideas that that I shared with you, but also to say it out loud, to speak it out loud, because your language is a very powerful tool that can serve to reinforce the things that you think. Most of what we think is often reduced to the area of language, the area of words. So it's a good idea to put these things that are in our life into a more active way of connecting to them by speaking them out loud. It's just not enough to assume that you have all of this in focus. It is probably better to use a more active mindfulness approach. A passive approach maybe won't penetrate into your ego energy and help you to, in a sense, be the empowerment. It's not just thinking the empowerment, but actually being the empowerment. Alrighty, we're going to go ahead now and talk about what your ego needs from you involving the area of ego flexibility. In regards to your ego flexibility, the part of your ego energy, this is the part of your ego energy that needs to feel connected to truth. Truth is very important to this part of our ego energy. You were designed by God via the wisdom of the ages, embedded within evolution, to work best with truth and with understanding, good or bad, pleasant or unpleasant, positive or negative. And now more than ever, you need to get and give yourself truth, because it has important implications as we work ourselves into a staged, sequential, and graduated way out of the crisis. We don't need an impulsive approach that will take us back to square one. We need to work with truth regarding the ways that we can work in a progressive, patient, that can be quite hard to do now, I understand it, but way that will eventually lead us to where we're trying to get to, and to get us there sooner rather than later. What your ego needs from you is the truth about the coronavirus, and everything connected to it involving what we are learning about it, and how we are going to manage it, as well as the impact it's having on our life. Your ego and my ego is incapable of giving that to itself. As I said earlier, it's just an energy. It doesn't have an active mental life. It doesn't have an awareness of what it's doing within our life. It doesn't have an awareness of the alarm that it's sounding to us. And the truth that I'm talking about doesn't have to be positive. It just has to be real, so that we can work better with what's what. Truth is a good medicine, even when it tastes awful. I know that kind of sounds a little bit disheartening, but truth is really important. It's powerful. It's very useful. It fits in with who we are at the core. Truth and genuine truth is the guiding light for healing and transformation. And even when it's initially painful, as I know this is being experienced by many people, but when we gain distance from the truth and reality, this is what can happen when we are flooded by fear and anxiety. So when we are experiencing our fears and we're experiencing our anxieties, this can often lend itself to getting distance from truth. It's the very opposite of what we need at this point in time. This distance from truth can also happen when people rely on forgiving us truth are failing to do that. So some people who may trying to give us happy talk, or we get happy talk from them, or people who are telling us what they know we want to hear, that's not going to be useful. That's not connected to as intimately to truth as we need it to be. So it's important to seek out the truth tellers within the scientific and medical communities. Also, those who are in the business and political communities are important, and we need to seek out the truth from those persons. Now, you might be asking, well, what do they look like? Who are those people particularly? And I think these are some of the things that we need to screen or filter those individuals through. One of them is that these people are motivated by their life's work to serve and heal us. So they are very much involved in the connecting of what's going on with their own life's work and their purpose that they're bringing to the fore is a need to help serve and heal us. And I think when you listen to them, you can get that impression. You can get that understanding. Another thing that helps us know what these people look like is that they possess relevant knowledge and experience involving things of a medical nature and scientific nature, including the levers and linkages of government to get things done, to move things forward in the ways that need to happen. Another reflection or sign of these people being truth tellers is they often came early to the fight, meaning that their mission and purpose has always been to serve and to protect us, and that they were beginning to see the signs of something that could be quite significant for us to have to deal with. So they were available. There were voices perhaps that were being heard earlier on because of their recognition and their purpose again to serve us. These are also people who will tell us what we need to hear, not what we want to hear. And as you know, there's quite a difference in the two. The former gives us truth, the other does not. Also, these are people that are not being compromised by any hidden agendas, be they of a business nature or an economic nature or of a political nature. That is the kind of agenda that can take us and they away from truth, even though they may not realize it. I'm not saying that they're consciously gaining distance from truth. It's just that those kinds of things within the background can often operate to create distance from the truth in those particular persons. These are all also people who realize that the most important thing now is to be an American. That's the most important thing, to be an American. Not a Republican or not a Democrat, but to be an American. So feed your ego energy as much truth and understanding about the coronavirus as you can get from them. They are actually serving as beacons of light that we can follow as we develop the path out of this difficult time. I now want to go ahead and talk about the last or the third portion of our ego energy that also needs us to speak to it, and that is our ego vulnerability. Our ego vulnerability. In regards to your ego vulnerability, it's the part of your ego energy that needs to be connected to a healthy, realistic sense of your vulnerability. We are all vulnerable. It's just a matter of how well connected we are to a healthy, realistic sense of our vulnerability. For those who are having more difficulty or who are being overwhelmed with feelings of anxiety and fear and stress, it is likely that maybe you've intensified, not willfully, but you have, or maybe you've increased genuine health work, and financially related concerns that we all share with some magnification of them. And this magnification is often the result of fear and anxiety, which often has a distorting and enlarging impact on the concerns that we have. It can take something that is at a particular level, and we get caught up in what I would call emotional thinking, anxiety-ridden thinking, fearful thinking, that takes something of a particular size, which in and of itself is a bit difficult, and it makes it a much larger thing that we are contending with. And so this is the time to use what I said involving ego power and ego flexibility. We need to bring the truth of our empowerment to the situation here. We also need to bring the truth of the coronavirus, as well as the different ways that we are going to work our way through the process of handling this and moving on with our lives and getting back to where we want to be. So connecting to your actual empowerment and truth about the virus and its impact can reduce your sense of vulnerability to a much more manageable level. I'm not suggesting it's going to get rid of it. That's not what I said earlier in today's program. I'm talking more about being able to take something that's very difficult and overwhelming and very painful to a level that's more manageable. And you can do this by remembering and tuning into your empowerment. You can remembering all those things that maybe we take for granted that are still present in our life and that we still have power and control or influence within our life and appreciating them. That can reduce our sense of vulnerability. And our vulnerability can also be reduced by using the guidance of the truth tellers in the scientific and medical communities regarding social distancing and making use of appropriate, diligent hygienic practices involving hand washing and wearing masks in public, not touching our face, and whatever else we are being encouraged to do, maintaining a physical distance when we are in public, staying at home unless it's necessary. All of this can help to reduce the likelihood of getting and giving the coronavirus. So working with truth as it relates to those areas is very important to reducing our sense of vulnerability. It's also very important to get hard, factual information regarding the strategies being developed by truth tellers in the business and governmental areas to alleviate our financial and employment-related concerns that we're dealing with. So this is a time for our leaders to be true leaders and to do what is necessary to address each of these concerns. And this does appear to be happening, and you should remind yourself of that. It is also important, extremely important, to remind yourself that we are each our brothers and sisters keepers, and there are tremendous resources available to us within them. You are surrounded by the divinity that exists in all of them, as well as that within you, which will speak to your financial, health, and work-related concerns. As we walk this journey together, we're not going to be able to walk this journey alone. And you've heard that said, that everybody is realizing the importance of our connection and that we can't work our way through this by being alone. Your intense sense of vulnerability and anxiety and stress will lessen as you remind yourself of that connection. So it's an important connection for you to keep in mind. And I want you to see any source of help that you receive as an opportunity for others to experience the richness of service. It is good for us to receive help from others. I know many times people think, well, getting help has some kind of embedded notion of weakness in it or vulnerability. And that's not something we need to be telling ourselves. That's actually not reality-based. It is good to get help when we need it. And it's also empowering to give help when we are able to offer it. So this is a special time when help giving and help receiving are both important and should be welcome. Each one of us is endowed with the love, the life, and the energy God is. It's a common thread across all of us, and it's the making of our oneness and unity. We need to work with getting that in focus, because that's a tremendous resource. The love that God is unconditional. It's connective. It's unburdened. And it's unlimited. And it's being reflected in all of the service that people are offering to us and that which we can offer to them. The coronavirus and the fear connected to it is really no match for this love and its reflection in our thoughts and within our words and within our deeds for each other. And you are seeing it coming forth in the numerous stories. I know I watch television and keep following what's going on, and you're hearing about and you're seeing all the stories about the service that people are offering to each other. And there are going to be many, many more of those stories to come. It can't help not be that way. And that those that are serving us and each other, I think this is an important thing to remember. Those people, and even perhaps yourself, will be one day remember that these times, even though as difficult as they have been, are helping people, are remembering that these times are having been some of the greatest times of their life. And even though they're quite stressful, because this was a time, and this is a time, when people are feeling more connected to God than they have ever felt in their life. And some of that is being seen, the face of God, that is, within the helping acts of giving and receiving that are taking place right now. We are coming up on the third, our next break, that is. When we return, we're going to be listening to talking with Reverend Dr. Linda M. Martin. She is going to be talking about some spiritual tools that we can make use of, as well as leading us through a meditation. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid. This is Dr. Nick, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find focused ego meditations can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid, a program for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. During this last part of today's program, we're going to be joined by Reverend Dr. Linda M. Martin. I've been very fortunate to walk the journey of life with Linda over the past 44 years. Linda has been my wife, my salvation, a source of inspiration, an incredible mother for our three adult daughters and all of them animal members of our family, and a spiritual mentor to me. I also want to mention that Linda is the founder of the Dove of Life Healing Ministry, located here in Belle Vernon, PA. Thank you, Linda, for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Nick. It's such a pleasure to share this time with you and your listeners.
Linda, what are some of the ways that people can go about moving through this very difficult time?
Yes, you've mentioned quite a few ways that we can empower ourselves, and that's very important. It's very important to remain positive and to find the positive things that are occurring right now in our lives. We all have positive things going on, and one of the most wonderful things that is happening right now is our Mother Earth is healing. There's less pollution, less noise. The earth is feeling more healthy. And we can see this in nature as well as wildlife around us. It's important that we all remember that where we place our focus is what will grow in our lives. And if we're spending too much time watching the news and all the coverage of the pandemic, it can cause us to be more fearful, to feel more anxious. So it's important to look at the things that are going right, to find the blessings each one of us have in our lives and all the things we have to be grateful for, no matter how small. For the more we focus upon our blessings and live in gratitude, the more this energy will begin to grow for us.
Linda, as you shared that with me, I was thinking about that saying, having to do with people can see the glass as half empty or half full. And the positive emphasis is obviously an emphasis on at least being able to see some of the things in our life, like the empowerment, as half full. Whereas if people start to see the glass as half empty, they're actually probably seeing the whole glass as empty and not seeing anything that's actually happening and working in the life for the better.
Right. We always have a choice.
Can you talk about any other tools that we can use during this time that can help us to bring about the peace and the calm that we all desire?
Well, yes, because something that I work with regularly, and it's something we all have access to, is our breath. Intentionally working with our breath can benefit us greatly. You know, when we're fearful or anxious, we may tend to breathe by taking shorter, shallow breaths. Breathing from like the top of our chest or even from our throat, sometimes like a gulping breath. So if we could all just stop for a moment and try to do this every day, at least once, and take in a long, slow, gentle breath, breathing in through our nose, exhaling through our mouth, this will actually begin to shift our energies from feeling fearful or anxious to feeling more calm and peaceful. And this is something anyone can do at any time, because the more mindful that we are of our breath, the more centered we will begin to feel. This is a time now to learn who we truly are, to learn to be with ourselves instead of moving through the day in a mindless way.
When I think of what you just said, I remember you telling me at some point in the past about breathing and about how important that was. And you observed that my breathing pattern, in fact, I remember you saying, you need to breathe. And I would be thinking, what do you mean by that? And I would ask you, and you explained that sometimes we can breathe in these very shallow and rather quick ways, and that's not useful to us. It's not helpful to getting calm, and how important it was to breathe more deeply in a more relaxed and a longer rhythmic kind of way.
Yes.
When you say to be with ourselves, can you explain a little more about what that exactly means?
To be with ourselves. You know, this can be a hard thing for many people. To just be by themselves, to be with themselves, to enjoy being with themselves. And right now, when we're all asked to be at home, many of us are alone. Many of us might feel even isolated. But it's important to learn how to be with ourselves in a healthy way. You know, we've been taught to be busy and to always be doing something. Many people have this idea that they can't just stop. They have to be doing something. And this can give us a false belief that we're being productive. We may even rely on the opinions of others to tell us who we are. And all these things are a distraction from coming to know who we truly are. To come to just be with ourselves can be very productive. And right now we're being told this, to stay home, to just be, for this is the most productive thing that we can all do for everyone. And we tend to live our lives sometimes trying to fit into a role that we have either been assigned or we assigned to ourselves. And when our roles are taken away from us, then we have to come to learn who we are without them. And this role we may be living does not need to define us. So to be with ourselves, it is to come to learn who we are as a spiritual being, having a human physical experience, to open our hearts to loving ourselves unconditionally. We will find out that we are amazing human beings if we can do this. You know, one wonderful way that I use to come to know who I am, and that I recommend everybody use, is meditation. It's an excellent way to begin the process of being with yourself.
I know that that's one thing that you regularly practice and that you encourage people to use is meditation. Can you share some more thoughts about some of the benefits of it, the requirements perhaps, the misconceptions that people might have?
Well, there are so many benefits to meditation. We wouldn't have the time to go through them all right now, but I'll share with what comes to my mind at this moment. For the benefits of meditation, benefits our body, our mind, and our spirit. Meditation promotes well-being and emotional health. It can do this by reducing stress and anxiety. Physically, it can lower our blood pressure, and it can clear our mind to give us greater focus. It can help us to see things more clear as we plan our day, our life, or the year ahead. It can even help reduce pain if we are having any type of inflammation or pain. And there are many ways to meditate, and you can learn different techniques to assist with all of these things. Meditation can give us more energy. And here's something I know a lot of people would like to hear. When we use meditation regularly, it can even assist us in losing weight. And all of these things can occur, plus so many more. I can't think of them all right now. By connecting to the inner wisdom that we have within us, we can generate a new way of being. All of these things occur because when we meditate regularly, we come to feel more calm and peaceful, and we feel more balanced. And when we feel balanced, we make healthier choices for ourselves.
As I mentioned earlier, are there any particular requirements in being able to do meditation?
There really are no requirements, Nick, or anything special you need to have or do to meditate. You simply need you, just to be with yourself for a bit.
And are there any particular misconceptions or misunderstandings that you have found that people sometimes have that maybe create difficulty for them to understanding that they can make use of it?
Sure, because many people do have a notion about meditation. They might think of it as a mystical thing or even a religious type of thing, but it truly is not. It's about learning how to connect with yourself, to take that time for yourself, to go within. And I've heard many people say they have a hard time meditating because they can't be still or they can't stop the thoughts from coming through their minds. Well, guess what? our minds will not stop thinking. But there are many ways to meditate and ways to work with our thoughts during meditation. We can actually direct our thoughts to work with us. And this is guided meditation, one of my favorite ways. Because through this technique, we can actually go on an inner journey. We can travel within ourselves, within our consciousness. And this is a wonderful way to come to know who we truly are and access our own divine wisdom and our own higher essence.
Linda, I know you have a short meditative experience you wanted to share with us, so maybe this would be a good time to do so.
Sure, wonderful. Thank you. This is a brief meditative experience to give you an idea of how meditation may work for you. So as we prepare, let's just be still, create and move into a sacred space within. Just close your eyes and know that you have no other place to be but right here, right now, and just listen to my voice. Begin by becoming aware of your body and let your attention flow through your body and send love through your entire being. Feel your body acknowledging your awareness and beginning to relax. Now focus upon your breath, breathing naturally the way your body wants to breathe. As you focus on this rhythm of breath, feel your body relaxing even more to the rhythm. Know this is the rhythm that flows through the universe, flows through the earth, and flows through the waters of our earth. Feel your breath as an ocean wave, flowing in, flowing out. It feels so good to feel this relaxing rhythm. Become aware of how your body is relaxing into this rhythm. And now begin to breathe a little deeper, filling your belly with your breath. As you exhale, feel your belly releasing fully and completely. Now take in three deep breaths. Imagine with each breath that you are breathing in light, beautiful, white, healing light. It fills your body in an instant. Every cell is filled with this beautiful, healing light. As you exhale, the light flows from you. It surrounds you and supports you. As you inhale, you are breathing in light. As you exhale, you are breathing out light. Let the light flow from you into the world to go where it is needed most. You are a being of light. You are a being of love. This is your true nature. You are a spiritual being having a physical human experience right here, right now. You are all you need to be just as you are. Feel the peace flowing through you now. Relax and know that all is well. Take in one more deep breath now and feel the life force energy flowing through you. You are a divine presence in physical form upon this earth. Feel the peace and tranquility filling you. Let your light shine. Relax and open your eyes now.
Linda, thank you for taking us through that meditation. Before we end today, could you give the audience some information where they can find you and the services that you offer?
Thank you. Anyone can reach me through my website, lindammartin.net. I work with clients using sound healing and meditation and spiritual counseling. I also offer workshops and gatherings from time to time. During this time, however, I'm not seeing anyone in person, but I am offering a discount on phone sessions. so anyone can contact me through my website, lindammartin.net. And Nick, I want to thank you so much for having me on your show. And thank you for all the work that you're doing that is helping to heal and inspire so many.
Well, Linda, I want to thank you again for stopping by during our program and for sharing your thoughts about having a positive focus, going inside, making use of breath work, and meditation. I know they complement other strategies that people can often use to work their way through this crisis, which really requires a full-on approach. I want to end today's program with a reading from Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. As we embrace wisdom, belief, light, and hope brought forth by the best of our humanity, melded to our divinity, shining forth collectively, it will be the best of times with an even better new normal. Thank you for listening and allowing us to be your servants. I want you to have a great week, and please come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.